And, I'm seeing like a lot of 19-year-olds who are like millionaires. And I'm like, oh, I missed my opportunity. Okay, I don't have it. And then I think also looks and appearances and all of that play into role. I would like to know, how do you feel social media has either helped or hurt, public relations and
it is really a double-edged sword, right? Because I use social media on the regular to connect with my clients and to also do things like book speaking gigs. I've done a lot of workshops and webinars and stuff like that for different associations. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's a great way for you to expand your network on an international level, on a global level, particularly the last few years during the pandemic, where a lot of us weren't necessarily networking locally anymore and meeting folks face to face. It's been really, really good for that. It's also a great way on the PR side to help you do research, to kind of see who's out there, who's talking about what, who's got a podcast on business and entrepreneurship, on mental health, who supports authors, whatever it is that you're looking for. It's a lot easier now to use social media to find that.
Right.
The problem is that social media can cause you to get into, like what I mentioned earlier, with comparison syndrome. Because all you're seeing is the results of what somebody's worked on, right? You've seen them land that interview. You're seeing them land that event. You're seeing them do a conference keynote. What you're not seeing is all the work and the strategy that went into that, how many rejections they got, how many people they had to pitch, how many times they had to go out there to actually build those relationships.
Right.
You don't see any of that,
nope,
right?
Not at
all. So that's the problem. The other part of it is